This week's federal budget delivered $39.8 million to the Clontarf Foundation. That's the football program, which began 20 years ago in Perth and now operates at 119 schools across Australia. It has 9,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander boys enrolled and employs nearly 500 people. Its annual report last year said that the average school attendance rate was 79% across Australia. And as founder Jared Neesham told ABC Radio Perth yesterday, it expects that 850 boys will finish Year 12 this year.
When they finish school, and that happens, but they do end up finishing school, finish Year 12, we've got 850 boys finishing Year 12 this year, we then place them into a job. So we work with the private sector, mainly private sector, to take our boys once they're post-school. So it's not overly complicated, but it works, and the need is quite identical. So the money's really exciting because it means that we can get to more schools. We don't have many to do to finish West Australia. We're about to start Narrogin, Collie, Allenbrook and Belmont, and we only have places we haven't got to in West Australia now would be Newman and Tom Price and some primary schools. So most of the new money will be probably Queensland and New South Wales. Right.
Jared Neesham, founder of Clontarf Foundation, and the federal budget giving it almost $40 million over 4 years. That funding allocation's been criticised by the opposition's education spokesperson, Tanya Plibersek, who wanted to know why Aboriginal girls were not getting equivalent funds and why they were overlooked at the expense of boys' football. Sport is frequently used as a carrot, a way to fix social problems, to reach a particular demographic. And in Australia, that's often footy. But does it work? And why do governments use sports as a policy vehicle in Aboriginal communities? Lee Shepherd has been researching this issue for some time. She's at the University of Queensland and doing her doctoral studies on sport for development programs. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm well. Does it surprise you that $40 million was given to Clontarf?
No, not really. Clontarf is the most well-funded program in Australia, sports for development program. They receive massive amounts of funding, not only from federal, but also state governments, from corporate organisations such as the extractive industries, and also from philanthropic avenues as well.
Why is footy so commonly funded as a policy?
Because sport is the go-to for government policy. So a lot of these sports for development programs align themselves with government policy. So obviously at the moment we have the Closing the Gap policy, which is education, getting more of our mob into employment and stuff like that. So basically, these are neoliberally driven programs. It's the government's agenda that they're trying to...
So they put the money in and they can say, well, look, we are reaching a demographic. Do you think from your research, Lee, that it targets the right people?
Basically, my research over the last 3 years, I've found that I started to really realise that the program really works for those who are highly resilient, those who, have, a positive future pathway set out for themselves. For those who are what they call at risk, or those I like to call youth in crisis, they're basically the ones that need the most support. But to gain funding from governments and wherever they gain their funding from, they need to show that a certain amount of students are actually graduating from Year 12. So why have to deal with a hard-to-reach, student if you've already got the ones there that are going to go through anyway?
So it's a numbers game?
I think it's a numbers game, yes.
Does the focus on football particularly, and obviously in the eastern states there's also rugby as a focus, does that then automatically cut out girls, cut out non-Aboriginal boys?
The programs because if you look at Qantas program, their target is our young male mob, so who apparently they're all at risk, which is a fairly subjective thing to say. But with the girls' program, I think the reasoning behind Qantas getting so much funding is because they're bigger, they're more, you know, they get more results, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, it's extraordinary the amount of money that is thrown their way.
What do you think are the flaws with the approach of using sport to help with development policy?
I think the problems are is that it just assumes that all our young fellas like sport. You know what I mean?
that every Aboriginal boy must like football.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and some don't. it is a school engagement program. It's to you know, hook them back into school and keep them there using sport as the lure. So, and this is, you know, basically for those who you know, aren't highly resilient or already on the verge of disengaging. It's like that, you know, the carrot and stick model that you mentioned.
Supporters, though, of particularly sports programs which tie back into health and education might say that this is a great way to get Aboriginal boys, particularly boys, who might fall through the cracks otherwise. What do you make of that?
They do say that, but during my field work, I found that the ones that should have been targeted were the ones that were being left alone, basically. They were too hard. They were put in the too hard basket. You know, when they go into schools, and I had this confirmed by a community person, they enrol all the Indigenous students in regardless of, you know, their attendance rate or even if they're interested in joining the program. So you're going to get highly resilient students, ones that, you know, don't really need the program, but they like the idea of sport. And then you've got others who struggle. And, you know, like I said, I think in The Guardian, it's all about ticking boxes. So, you know, this is what I've done for this child. I've tried all these different ways to get them to get with the program. It's not working, so, you know, let's palm them off to another sport for development program or just tell them to, you know, you're no longer a member and come back when you want to get with the program.
On ABC Radio, I'm speaking to Lee Shepherd. She's a doctoral student at the University of Queensland, and for some years she's been looking at Australia's sport for development programs and why they are used as a policy vehicle, particularly by government, to target particular demographics or cure social problems. Lee, what would be a better way?
A better way, at the moment, it's a top-down program. It's a program that none of our communities asked for. It just was given, you know, it's an intervention as well. So basically, instead of coming in top-down, use our protocols. You know, you got to connect with the community itself first. You got to go bottom up. You know, you can't just go into a community and then go, this is the program. You know, we want your kids in this, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people, you know, they don't really think about it. You know, they just go, oh, it's a program, you know, it's got sport. But really, it is very paternalistic way of doing things.
Lee, you're very close to finishing your doctoral research. What will you do with the results beyond the university sector? Could you see your thesis being sent to governments or organisations, perhaps?
Yeah, I've already gotten, you know, had a yarn with somebody in government about policy, that type of thing. People are interested in knowing, you know, what you know, our mob are saying about these programs and how we view these programs, you know, because our voices are very rarely heard on a national scale. So yeah, I've spoken to people in policy. They're very interested in also having a yarn after I finish my thesis as well.
It's been very interesting speaking to you today. Thank you, Lee.
Yeah, thanks, Vanessa.
Lee Shepherd. She's at the University of Queensland. She's a PhD student there. She's also a Posh Scholar and has graduated in 2014 from the University of Queensland as an anthropologist and also completed her honours in 2015, looking at cultural offsets in the mining industry. Now her work is focusing on sport as a development vehicle.